Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey-oh, 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 hey-oh. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey-oh, 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 hey-oh. Creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations. Thank you. music from Johnny Whitehorse Silver Wave Record CD SD-943. And of course, Johnny Whitehorse is a character creation of Native American singer-songwriter Robert Marable. I want to share the liner notes from this wonderful CD. Imagine a time of great horsemen riding across the plains and desert plateaus. Warriors and dancers celebrate around the drum. Ghostly visions appear in sandstorms and rain clouds, a sign from the great mystery to which we are all connected. And that beautiful song was entitled Indian Pony. Ashwe, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. In today's program, we focus attention on the situation facing the Native Nation, the Nui, and their homeland, Nui Sogabia. Most Americans know this tribal nation by the name Western Shoshone, whose traditional territory in what's now called Nevada has been raped since the United States government first violated the 1863 Treaty of Ruby Valley. Article 5 of the Treaty of Ruby Valley, Peace and Friendship, clearly identifies, defines, and describes the boundaries of Nui Sogabia, Western Shoshone lands as follows. On the north, by Wangoga the Mountains and Shoshone River Valley. On the west, by Sunatoya Mountains or Smith Creek Mountains. On the south, by Wecova and the Colorado Desert. On the east, by Pohonobe Valley or Steptoe Valley and Great Salt Lake Valley. 2006, 143 years since the signing of the Treaty of Ruby Valley, the U.S. government continues to desecrate sacred lands and to this day dishonors America's word to abide by the treaty. Nui Sogabia has been repeatedly used as a nuclear weapons testing ground ever since the Manhattan Project first atomic bomb was detonated in what's now called the Nevada Desert. During World War II, over the years, this biologically fragile ecosystem has been seriously destroyed and contaminated by U.S. military nuclear tests. In addition to the many years of radioactive pollution from the Nevada test site, as most listeners to Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices know, this year the United States government had scheduled to detonate a 700-ton explosion, a Pentagon bunker buster project called Divine Strike. It is my understanding that this bunker buster detonation, scheduled for sometime in June 2006, run by the U.S. military's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, contradicts an earlier U.S. government statement in March of 2006 by Mr. Linton F. Brooks, administrator of the National Nuclear Security Administration, who announced that the Bush administration had no plans to start detonating warheads at the Nevada test site. Nui Sogabia, the traditional sacred territory of the Nui Western Shoshone, has also been under assault by the U.S. government's nuclear waste storage site plan at Yucca Mountain, Nevada. As most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio have heard in previous programs, the U.S. Department of Energy has selected Yucca Mountain to be a nuclear waste dump for the highly radioactive spent fuel from America's 103 nuclear power plants. Authorized by the U.S. Congress, Yucca Mountain is supposed to store some 132 tons of highly radioactive nuclear waste. Recently, we reported that Department of Energy scientists knowingly and deliberately not only falsified technical data about Yucca Mountain's capability of being a safe nuclear storage site, but also admitted to making up data in order to satisfy higher-up DOE officials who were putting a lot of political pressure on the Yucca Mountain scientists to go along with government assertions that Yucca Mountain will not have health, safety, or environmental problems affecting the region. This brief summary background about the situation facing the Western Shoshone is only the tip of a giant iceberg. In today's program, we shall first hear from Nui spiritual leader, Mr. Corbin Harney. We shall also hear comments from Mr. Pete Lister, Executive Director of Shundahai. Shundahai is a Western Shoshone word meaning peace and harmony with all creation. Shundahai is a wonderful network of environmental peace and social justice grassroots activists that was founded by Nui Elder Corbin Harney. Shundahai operates under the guidance of the Western Shoshone and works closely with the Western Shoshone Defense Project. We of Yadkiddishy Native Center are proud to support Shundahai and the sovereignty of the Western Shoshone. We encourage all of our worldwide listeners to learn more about Shundahai and how you can become involved with this important organization by visiting their website, www.shundahai.org. Thank you for listening to Yadkiddishy Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinawantakwasin, to all of our relations. We begin now with a prayer from spiritual leader, Corbin Harney.
People are still standing up because the plant life will think we're too lazy to be... Because the plant life is always from the mud, ground on up. It's really important for us to join the plant life, the animal life, the bird life, and so on and so forth. Those are the reason why the native people always pray early in the morning. I hope you people will recognize our flag as a Shoshone. This is what we stand by. We don't use your flag. Your flag is a little different from ours. It's got stripe in it. Ours got diamonds. We appreciate our flag, that we are proud of it, and so forth. This is something that we have to continue to stand by our flag, just like your people. You stand by your flag. It's really important that I not feel sorry for Johnny Bob standing there for many hours so far. It's really important that he is really committed to do what he's doing, to hold our flag in the air. I'm going to pray in my native tongue for all of us. Ask the nature to give us a lending hand. All the plant life, all the animal life, the bird life, some of the creatures that roam this earth of ours. We need to take them and ask them to give us a lending hand, because we were put here to take care of them. They have took care of us for thousands of years before, whether if it's a little creature, whether if it's a big animal. This is something that we have to ask their life to continue. So is ours. All our life, we should continue our life healthier than before. We don't want to destroy this mother of ours. We don't want to destroy the plant life like they've done for us before, the animal life, the bird life, and so forth. This is something that we survived with long time ago. I'm going to ask the nature to give us a lending hand in my native tongue.
Make some of you king would see none hidden with Sana. How do they make and another witchy?
Unan awar o uche swa su me yegu me apan. Ha ane sik shoga wa nambu gant hich. No hinga ta soga wa iti ba mwa me aro el. Ha ori ma war ki me ar. Me yegu me apan. Duri meek su me yegu in hwat. Ha du eik na me lang sun taish ni mi shun ta. Ha ane mwa ma nago jo he me ar. Rivi me ar. Ta mba wu nis man. Soga wa ying ka ying aro el. Ha me yegu it meek no hinga ta soga wa shia ka ying ar. No hinga ta ma wa ying ka ying ar. No hinga ta ma wa yuri day. Ha, do we make Urishun Hain? Ha, we must have done this one, woman, as well, Ying Hainger. We make a yellow meal, so we could tell me Lang Sundhash, Nimishun Hai. Number Nani Chawai, the Nani Chawaiing. Ha, and the Vanusimi with me upon. Ha, another Neswadi and began to marry you with. Ha, another who we are going to marry you again. No, no, neither Nani Chawai, give a king of Ruiz up and marry you with me upon. Do we make some yellow meal? Ha, do we make Tang, Nimilang Sundhai, Nimishun Hai. Ha, may Nani Chawai, the Nani Ha, do they make ha, no make no in the town in an hour so far, no mission time. No Monday and Betty Dana is a mayor of it. No Monday will pay her and Dana is a what. Ah, get his and the Midamana wins work. No Soviets are the Tana wishing. Tavish he Nana Hiddens. No Mimuja down in the winds. Somewhere and by and so over on the ocean. Down this one, so over Yinka Inger. We make a yellow meal. So ni could tell me once and day. Thanks, Nimishun Hai. Ha, and in our bitches was a meal with me upon. Ha, and in us all, and this was see you one night. No him at the Hanan and Hidden Nisware and began May weekend. Not on this who we are going to May you with. Be you with making a wing at the same by Ink crying and Ingabasia crying and Urishun Hain with. We must have done this one and Ingaba Ink crying. Nimuswam by Ying a mere came and Luther Nipnats and we in a mere. Me make a yellow meal. So ni could tell me Nansun Hai. So we could tell him in young Suntai, Nimishun Hai. Ah, me with the Nanichawa. A me and I Chawa, he will make him sure I will help. Thanks to make so wish. Thang Namaswapa Tadan, the Mamanaway. Namaswadan is the Sego Pwende. Me like an eagle meal. So we could tell him in young Suntai. A canana matine. No one want to worry him up now. Ha, do they make Marishun Hai? Marian Boyd in the Hyuns. Ha, we my Mariroy meal. We may gonna have videos done in the Sugan. Ha, we're gonna. Tars Nisugan, so why the mean cry? Ah, we get to just six over with the man of whip. We must on a moment, that bugs, on a moment, in an end, crying away. So we can make in a middle way home. So we make Sonic Sanum Shuntime.
This is the Sacred Run song, which was adopted in 1992 when we ran across America.
from American Indian Movement co-founder and AIM National Field Director, Mr. Dennis Banks, from his cassette entitled Still Strong. The name of the honor song was Sacred Run. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Today's program, we are focusing on the situation facing the Nui tribal nation, more commonly known as the Western Shoshone, whose homeland, Nui Sugarvilla, now called Nevada, has been under assault by the U.S. government since America violated the 1863 Treaty of Ruby Valley. The destruction of Nui Sugarvilla from the invasion of settlers who came in the 19th century for prospecting and ranching, continuing with the U.S. military's atomic weapons testing since World War II in the 20th century, and now in the 21st century, Department of Energy's Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Dump Project, as well as Department of Defense's latest weapons detonation experiments termed Divine Strike, the so-called Bunker Buster Bomb, exemplify the history of desecration to Nui Sugarvilla. Last but not least, for many years, the United States government has been harassing Western Shoshone ranchers, the Dan family. Bureau of Land Management agents have trespassed onto Nui Sugarvilla and confiscated livestock from the Dan Ranch, as well as aggressively assaulting and arresting members of the Dan family, violating Western Shoshone sovereignty. As most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, the Nui Western Shoshone recently had their case heard before the United Nations Committee CERD, UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. March 10, 2006, in Geneva, Switzerland, CERD found the U.S. in violation of human rights of the Western Shoshone. The United Nations strongly worded statement calls for the U.S. government to cease and desist any actions taken or planned to be taken against the Western Shoshone Nation. Earlier in today's program, we heard Nui Spiritual Elder Corbin Harney offer a prayer at the 2006 Spring Shundahai Gathering in Nui Sugarvilla. This is the 14th year which people have gathered to defend Mother Earth with prayer and ceremony, as well as to protest and prevent any further desecration of Western Shoshone's sacred lands. Wolf Mountain Radio wishes to thank KPFK's Radio's American Indian Airways for recording Corbin Harney. We should now listen to Shundahai's executive director, Peter Lister, from a telephone interview he had with KPFT's Radio's People of Earth host, my friend Jacqueline Batiste.
Pete Lister, representing, you're the executive director of Shundahai Network, and also in conjunction with the Western Shoshone Defense Project, there's some major events going on this week, and can you talk about why and what's going to happen?
Well, I'm sure that your listeners are well aware the U.S. government is planning on detonating a 700-ton explosive device at the Nevada test site. The Nevada test site is located literally in the geographic heart of the Western Shoshone territory, is recognized by the treaty with the U.S. government, 1863 Treaty of Ruby Valley. There was recently the United Nations issued a formal decision in the Commission to End Racial Discrimination, ordering the U.S. government, which is bound by its commitments under treaty, ordering the U.S. government to freeze and desist any further actions in Western Shoshone territory that are in violation of the treaty that includes these types of weapons tests. This will be the largest of its kind ever, and it is intended to simulate a low-yield nuclear weapon. It's going to be detonated above ground. It's designed to destroy underground tunnels. It has been linked to the U.S. government's very controversial Bunker Buster program. That's in violation of the Treaty of Ruby Valley, and there's activities being conducted to try to stop this test altogether. I'm personally involved in a lawsuit, as are members of the Western Shoshone Nation and downwinders from Utah, and we're going to be organized gathering there with about four dozen other sponsoring organizations to try to stop this test from going forward. It's actually scheduled for June 23rd. Originally, it had been scheduled for June 2nd, but the lawsuit that we filed was able to delay the test until proper environmental assessment procedures were followed. But we do intend to actually stop this test from being conducted. So,
when did you say it was rescheduled for?
June 23rd.
Okay. So what are the activities that are going to happen right in the next, this weekend?
Well, Sunday, the main event is presentation, speakers, you know, rally and speakers. I only am aware so far of two of the speakers because I wasn't as involved in preparing the program, but one is Jackie Cabasso from the Western States Legal Foundation, talking about the way that this test is linked to America's nuclear weapons program, and then also the illegality of this weapons test under international protocols. And then there's going to be someone from the faith community, I don't recall exactly who. We're involved in programming that's taking place on Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be workshops. Corbin Harney, a Western Shoshone spiritual leader, has been fighting nuclear activity there on Shoshone country for quite a long time. He's going to be having discussions, and then we are planning on having different people who are trained in opposing and resisting these types of weapons tests there to train people in various approaches to try and stop these types of things from happening.
You mean direct action
trip, nonviolent civil resistance, some call it civil disobedience, depending on which, you know, way you're oriented. On Sunday, after the main event, the event from 11 to 2, there is going to be at the gate to the Nevada test site who are prepared to put their bodies on the line and to trespass onto the test site under the authority of the Western Shoshone, who their marshals will be there to issue permits, granting them permission to be on their land, given that we do see this testing and even the federal facility on which these weapons tests are conducted as constituting an illegal occupation of Western Shoshone land. The U.S. government never legally obtained right to use that land for these purposes, and so the way we see it is that's an illegitimate facility. The Shoshone marshals will be issuing permits for people to be on that land, and if the federal government chooses not to recognize those permits as people enter onto that territory and they decide to arrest people, then people, I'm sure, will end up having to be arrested, and that'll all balance out as it balances out. Yeah.
Well, Pete, I thank you, and I'm very grateful that you were able to spend some time with us here on People of Earth again, and we are coming up on the hour.
You are listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kedichi Native Center. Yat Kedichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kedichi Native Center is an intertribal culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kedichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kedichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kedichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kedichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing Indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kedichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kedichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat Kedichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat Kedichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat Kedichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yat Kedichi's Kinonwatakwasi Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts,
Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yad Kodichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yad Kodichi Native Center, write to Yad Kodichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yad Kodichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinowatakusin, to all of our relations.
from the intertribal youth drum, The Tribe, from Kenyon Records live recording at the 2005 Indian Summer Festival, Anishinaabe Territory, now called Wisconsin. That powwow song was an honor song to Native elders entitled Elders. Preceding that was Tistestas Northern Cheyenne flutist Joseph Firecrow's prayer song entitled As People, off his Makoshe Music CD, Red Beads. Well, dear friends, we are nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Radio. We here at Yadkiddishe Native Center encourage everyone to learn more about the cultural history and contemporary situation facing the Nui Western Shoshone Tribal Nation. Please visit Shendahai Network's website, www.shendahai.org. This network website informs people about issues and events concerning Nui Sogavir and how you can help defend sacred lands and support the Western Shoshone rights of sovereignty and self-determination. Once again, please visit Shendahai Network's website, www.shendahai.org. We shall conclude with a song from Cherokee musician David Allen off his CD entitled Spirits from the Badlands, which he gifted me when I visited sacred Pahasapa, Black Hills, Lakota Territory. The name of the song is Who Will Sing for Us for the Slaughtered Buffalo? Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinon Wintakwesin, to all of our relations.
Do you hear us calling? Do you see us falling? Our hearts are still beating to the rhythm of the drum, but our time is fleeting from the bullets of your gun. Running for our lives more than 100 years ago, walk away to leave our young ones dying in the snow. Hey! blemish in the air.
Someday you join.